Davina, D-A-V-I-N-A, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, 92672, chief complaint, I feel terrible, number one. Nausea, vomiting, number two. Abdominal pain, number three. I've been COVID positive for 10 days, including today. Number four, right arm pain. Next one is right leg pain. Next one is obesity. Next one is swelling of the lower extremity. Next one is neck feels full. Next one is my heart's beating out of my chest. Next one is dizziness severe. Our patient is a single 49-year-old woman who smokes, was tested positive 10 days ago, she states, associated with fatigue, body ache, nausea, loss of appetite, cough, chills, recently developed abdominal pain, bloating, especially pain in the lower abdomen and right lower abdomen, both. Period. Nipergoff presents today with tachycardia, elevated blood pressure, and above mentioned symptoms. Medication, none. COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, none. Surgery, tubal ligation, C-section, uterine ablation. Because of that, she hasn't had a period for 4 years. Social, she smokes, she doesn't drink, she lives alone, has been pregnant twice, has one baby, but doesn't see her baby. She lives by herself. Doesn't see her child. She lives by herself. She works for Walmart at night. She doesn't want to quit smoking. She's been smoking half a pack a day for a long time. Family history, mom died of pneumonia, doesn't know much about her dad. She's 288 pounds, obese, in no distress, but weak, 97%, 98.3, 16,104, 147 over 99. Heart, positive 1, positive 2, tachycardic, lungs, few bronchitis, abdomen, tenderness, lower abdomen, especially on the left side. Neck shows lymphadenopathy, skin shows warm to touch, dry, neurological, non-focal, lower extremity, 1 plus edema. Assessment, number one, patient does have still have COVID positive. Number two, the abdominal pain is what's concerning to me. Because of the abdominal pain, left lower quadrant tenderness, she needs urinalysis, CBC, and a CT ASAP. Next number, have patient go to Texas Emergency Hospital now for above. Next number, patient realizes that she must go to the emergency room and not go home. Next number, no treatments offered today because she has to go to the emergency. Next number, nevertheless, we were able to look at her abdomen and to see a very fatty liver, a very tender left lower quadrant, no more spleen, no more kidney, and no more bladder. Next number, we looked at her heart, a right ventricular hypertrophy noted. This is consistent with sleep apnea. I suspect patient probably has undiagnosed sleep apnea. Next number is morbid obesity. Next number, need to check thyroid. Next number is lower extremity edema, maybe related to thyroid, maybe related to morbid obesity, maybe related to patient's sleep apnea. Next number is need to have sleep apnea. Next number is needs blood work. But we'll hold off on this since she's going to the emergency room. Next number, because of vertigo, we looked at her carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number, because of her swelling in the neck, we looked at her lymph nodes. Her thyroid looked okay, but she does have copious amount of lymphadenopathy. Her carotid ultrasound looked normal. Next number, patient is going to the hospital now for further care. Next number, is finally discussed with patient at length before leaving, and a note was given for patient to take to the emergency room right now. Thank you.